Okay, let's see. Today's 2/2/24. Call this chart review. Chart review. Date of visit was 1/31/2024. Patient seen. Patient seen by Dr. Yi. Medical records number 95793/chart number 178417. Patient is, let's see, background. Put background, then start this. Let's see, MP is a 26-year-old gentleman who presented to Porter Emergency Room on patient presented to the emergency room, let's see, at around 7:30 p.m. Patient's they were presented with his wife, who stated that the patient has had a history of asthma. He was hospitalized almost a month ago at Herman Memorial, H-E-R-M-A-N-N Memorial Hospital, off of Highway 59. He refused admission and left the hospital against medical advice, but they did have a prescription for steroids, period. His wife got a call from his work to pick up her husband because he was having difficulty breathing. On the way home, patient refused to go to the hospital. Instead, he went to store to buy, to purchase a cigar. Patient subsequently made it home. His wife left him at home and went to pick up the steroids. While patient was at the store, his breathing got worse, and his wife decided to transfer him or to take him via their personal car to the Porter Hospital, Porter Emergency Room, with the help of his stepfather, Mr. Diaz, period. Mr. Diaz stated that, it's a new paragraph, on the way to the emergency room, patient had a seizure. Period. And he's had problem with breathing off and on since a month ago. Period. When patient arrived, that puts in the hospital course. Patient arrived at the register. The notes indicate that patient was seen at the registration desk at 7:30 p.m. on 1/31/2024 period. Patient was agitated, and the personnel reported an episode of seizure-like activity and was unresponsive after this episode period. 2 minutes later, patient was brought to room 5 via wheelchair, where another seizure-like activity was noted. Subsequently, he was transferred to the bed with assistance. At that time, it was noted that he had 50 cc's of white / blood-tinged secretion in his mouth. He was found to be bradycardic with an O2 sat of 67%. At 7:34, okay, so when I say the times, I always start a new paragraph. At 7:34, he was started on AMBU. He was given the bag mask ventilation, which improved the O2 to 70%. At this time, lab was drawn. Dr. Yi was at the bedside. That's Y-E-E. He ordered, are we using military time? Let's do 7, at 7:33 p.m., Dr. Yi was at the bedside, ordered 0.5 milligram nasal Narcan to be given. At 19:35, blood sugar was 103, and bagging was continued. Next line, at 19:38, more Narcan was given. Around that time, Dr. Yi attempted intubation, which was unsuccessful. At 19:40, new line, emesis. Patient had a bout of emesis with blood-tinged secretion. Airway was suctioned. He continued with bag mask ventilation. At 19:45, another bout of intubation was attempted, but it was unsuccessful. Patient at 19:47 was found to be asystole, pulseless. Chest compression was started. At 19:50, epinephrine 1 gram was pushed with no response. At 19:52, another milligram of epinephrine was given with no response. Compression was continued. At 19:55, patient ordered to be in VTAC. Nurses recommended shocking the patient, but Dr. Yi declined. CPR continued. At 19:53, city ambulance arrived. ACLS still in progress. Shortly after that, at 19:57, paramedics attempted definitive airway placement, but no airway was observed. Glidoscope was not used. At 1958, Dr. Yi ordered Versed. This was clarified with Dr. Yi since patient was unresponsive. But subsequently, since Dr. Yi was adamant about the order, it was given. ACLS was continued along with compression. At 20:04, Dr. Yi attempted another bout of intubation. At this time, the intubation was successful. and ACLS was continued. Subsequently, at the same time, Dr. Yi ordered 20 milligrams of propofol, and the notes indicate that the nurses clarified this order 3 times with the MD, since patient was still unresponsive. At 20:05, airway was secured and ACLS was continued. At 20:08, epinephrine was given for VTAC, patient pulseless in VTAC. At 20:09, patient received 200 joules shock to the defibrillator, joules defibrillation, and it was shocked. At 2029, patient was shocked again at 360 joules. At 2009, another 360 joules was, power was used to shock the patient. Patient remained in asystole. At 2010, code was called and patient was pronounced. At 2015, patient's wife was notified. At 2019, life gift notified. And postmortem care provided. At 2025, family was in the room. At 2050, Montgomery County Medical Examiner contacted, left message to return call. At 21:53, forensic returned call. At the same time, Rios, RIOS funeral home was contacted and the driver was sent to pick up the body. This occurred at 22:36. Patient escorted out on at 23:05 via stretcher with medical examiner / funeral home director. So that's a hospital course. And the next section should be conclusion. Review of the records indicates that airway should have been a secure airway should have been obtained at the very beginning of on or about 19:32 hour when patient was transferred to the gurney, and 50 cc's of white blood tinge secretion was noted. At that time, patient had a O2 sat of 67%, was bradycardic. The purpose of bag mask ventilation is to keep patient oxygenated while the personnel get ready for intubation. But the intubation, the first attempt at intubation did not occur till 1940. Furthermore, patient should have been shocked when a patient was noted to be in leave ventricular fibrillation, and this was not done at that, and it was not at that time. Otherwise, the ACLS protocol was followed. ACLS protocol was followed and well documented in the charts. Use of GlideScope, GlideScope, an attempt to nasal intubation, and other modalities were not noted to during the were not noted during the hospital course to obtain a secured airway in a very difficult in what appeared to be a very difficult intubation period. Okay, let's leave it at that for now. Thank you.